What's it called?
How about that Mario movie coming out?
Did you see the Pedro Pascal Mario movie trailer on SNL? No, because you're not because you're a fake fan.
Of Mario or of Pedro or of SNL?
It's a parody skit for a Mario movie with Pedro Pascal.
I mean, that sounds delightful. I don't really watch SNL anymore. I like Pedro Pascal, but I don't have this like massive boner that won't quit that everybody has for him.
You know about that?
I think it's like an official diagnosis at this point.
you have the Pedro penis.
Yeah, no one can blame you, but
I can't go to work today. I have Pedro penis.
Oh shit.
Priapism is what that's called, actually.
When your penis won't go soft and it's only boners?
Yeah, the Pedro Pascal priapism penis. Ooh, baby, let's go.
It's a four-pointer.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Cha-ching. Points on the board. Let's go.
So good.
Hey, what's up, everyone? You're listening to Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly... I already fucked it up. Wow. It's because I'm reading the thing. Why do I do this to myself? I was like, it's been 2 months. I better read the thing. It's your friendship podcast that we do when we feel like it.
It's a podcast that you listen to.
Yeah, it's about life. Do you know the next line? Could you tell from that cue?
It's about life and culture.
Definitely not us. Oh my god, you nailed it.
I'm Jackie, a resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS.
And I'm Jill. If I was a banana, my name would be Bananil. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome. It's funny, I have the outline in front of me, and I, you know, obviously I didn't read that. And so when we were going down, I was like, I read it right before you said it. That's so funny. What would my name be?
Banaki. I was debating the whole time while we were doing this intro if I was going to say it or not, because it's so stupid.
But you've really leaned into it, and now I love it. Okay, good. Oh, I love that I love that it's not Janana and Janana.
That would be confusing.
But Banaki is good.
Yeah.
And Bananil. You know your name on Zencaster is Schmillion.
I noticed. Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah. It's a throwback. I haven't been called Schmillion since probably high school.
Schmillion. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the show. It's been 2 months, yeah?
2 months.
2 months.
I keep thinking it's 3 months because December and then two, and then it feels like it's been 2 months into this year, but I keep counting on my hands like December 13th, January 13th, February 13th. That's only 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like a year.
It does.
Has gone by.
Yeah. I think this might be season 4 because we accidentally took the summer off again.
Were we in season 3?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think I've been starting a new season every time we've just like accidentally don't record for several months.
Perfect. Okay. Welcome to the new season of Fetch a Pail.
Bow, bow, bow. Season 4 premiere, baby. We're excited to be here.
There's probably people listening to this in their living room having a listen party. Popcorn. Snacks.
If by people you mean Aunt Patty and my mom, maybe.
That sounds like a cool party, actually. I would attend.
Yeah.
I would attend to go listen to myself.
Will someone please host a listen party so we can come?
And we're just gonna stare at you while you listen and wait for your reactions.
If you don't laugh, we're gonna be mad at you. Does that sound fun?
For me.
That's all that matters.
Anyways, welcome everyone. I hope you had an awesome Christmas.
That was the thing that we've missed.
Or whatever end of year holiday you celebrate.
Yep.
Also, New Year's. I hope that was awesome.
Yep.
I hope that you've all made it.
Yes, I hope you're still here.
I hope you had an awesome President's Day.
That's next.
I know I did.
That's next week. Oh, but you know what? Fuck. Realistically, it's probably going to happen before I finish editing this episode. So yeah, I hope your President's Day was magical.
What was the holiday in January that I'm forgetting?
MLK Day.
Yeah, I hope that was great for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just recently, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, did you do anything? Are you a V-Day baby?
So this is my first time like being in a partnership with someone for Valentine's Day. And we did do some stuff. We had a little adventure. Me and my partner. Same partner from last time.
Yay!
Their name is Mac.
Is this the official introduction? I think we were calling them M before.
We were calling them M. Their name is Mac. I don't know. I didn't actually check with them if it was okay to say their name.
I'm sure there's plenty of Macs out there, so.
True.
Could be anyone.
Yeah, we've been dating since October, so. It's good.
Yeah, I love to hear that. You're on a streak of some kind. Are you Hell breaking yeah. records yet?
No, I dated Good Guy John for a year.
Ugh. You'll beat that.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't like that guy. He's not a good guy. Holder for you. Yeah,
that's yeah. Go back a few, 10, 12 episodes and find out what Good Guy John is actually Bad Guy John.
Yeah, you figure out which episode. Just listen to all of them. You'll be glad you did.
Check the Fetch a Pail wiki. Search Bad Guy John, and you'll find out what episode it is.
Yeah.
Well, if you never know if people are listening to this like 5 years down the line and this is blown up, there actually is a Fetch a Pail wiki.
That's true. It's hard for me to think about the future.
Anyways, a new project for myself is to make a Fetch a Pail wiki. anyways, so yeah, we planned on doing nothing, and then I set myself up for failure because then I was like feeling pressure to like do something.
Yeah,
and then. I was like, oh, I know, I'll take Mac to Red Lobster and go to this pinball place. And then the day of when I'm like supposed to be surprising them because they don't know what we're doing, I was like, I'd like to take you out. The day of, I'm like, wait a second. These are just things that I want to do. Like, I'm a really shitty partner. I'm just like surprising my partner with shit that I want to do. So I was like, maybe we shouldn't do this. And then I got like all this anxiety about it.
Aww.
We ended up, like, after work, we just sat on the couch and talked about it for a little bit. And they were, like, they made me feel so much better. We ended up going to the pinball place that I had never been to. And we had a great time. And after that, we decided that we would go play pinball first because the pinball place was going to close earlier than Red Lobster. So we went and played pinball. And then we got to Red Lobster at 8 p.m. and they turned us away.
What?
Because they were so fucking busy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I get it. Because Red Lobster is the kind of place where you're like, I don't need a reservation on Valentine's Day. That's stupid.
Yeah, and you know what? I have never been out on Valentine's Day. Like, I've never had... I had no idea that I was going to be busy.
Yeah.
Honestly, in my head, I was like, no one's going to take their date to Red Lobster. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I would have thought the same thing.
I'm like... We're good. It's not going to be busy. I don't need a reservation. It's fucking Red Lobster. We'll probably like half capacity, but it was so busy. And at the same time, I'm like, I want Red Lobster, but I'm in there like, this is embarrassing for you guys. You're at Red Lobster. You're waiting. You have an hour wait to get a table at Red Lobster on Valentine's Day.
Oh no.
What happened to you guys?
So what did you eat? I'm so worried about how hungry you were.
Yeah, so now it's like 8:30 and we're like, So we were in South San Francisco, which I'm not very familiar with. So we go on like Google Maps and we see what restaurants are nearby. And we're like trying to figure out which restaurants won't be busy. So we notice a Red Robin on Google Maps, which I haven't been to since fucking
Silverdale.
Yeah. So it's been like 15 plus years. And I'm like, I didn't even know they had them in California, first of all. Drive like across the parking lot to Red Lobster. And we go in and we're like, cool. There's like not a lot of people waiting. We talk to the host and the host is like, it's going to be a 45 minute wait. Oh. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are we going to Taco Bell? Is that what's going to happen? So we get back in the truck. We're trying to figure out where to go. And we... If I thought going to Red Lobster was embarrassing, we had our cute little Valentine's Day date at Denny's. Nah! And I tell you what, Denny's was not packed. It was dead.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. And we had our cute first Valentine's Day together at Denny's.
What?
It was very romantic. Oh. And I planned everything really well and accordingly. And what a fucking amazing holiday, right?
Yeah.
I love Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It fills my heart with warmth. I love it so much.
I mean, it feels like you're being sarcastic, but it sounds like you had a nice Valentine's Day.
We did, but it's so stupid. It's so, what a fucking stupid ass holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of the thing, I think, when you're single for a really long time is like, why wouldn't you hate Valentine's Day? And there's the part where, like, it's just a money grab, you know?
Right.
And so our anti-capitalist hearts break when you try to make us buy stuff we don't need.
I think that I liked Valentine's Day when I was single.
Really?
I think that I hate it as a person that's in a partnership.
Oh, that's funny.
I looked at my Facebook history on Valentine's Day. It's so fucking funny. I have so many posts about Taco Bell and about being alone and about pizza for singles. It's so good.
You had a great time.
I have a great time on Valentine's Day usually.
Well,
but now that I'm in a partnership and I feel pressure to do something, I'm like, fuck this.
I will say
this. I don't know. Society. Okay. We live in a society.
Okay, my bad.
What's funny is like the week leading up to Valentine's Day, like Mac and I had the most like romantic week of just like doing random gestures like that had nothing to do with Valentine's Day. And it was just like, now that it's here, I have to like make this a thing. And it's got to be better than the week we had before. And I know that's stupid, but that's where my brain went and it's dumb. And next year we're not doing anything. We agreed.
What if next year you just plan to go to Denny's?
That's probably what's going to happen, actually. I think we have a new tradition.
Yeah, I think
so. Because they also agree that Denny's nachos is the best nachos.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got another convert for me.
All right. I do have a question because I saw that nachos picture and I didn't think to ask where you were. Denny's, of course.
We got nachos, we got a sampler platter, and we got pot roast.
Ooh.
And I put it all on Snapchat, and Alex replied with, "That doesn't look like a very bottom-friendly meal."
Good looking out.
Which is true. It's not a very Valentine's Day type of supper you're having there.
It's okay. You don't have to do sex just because it's Valentine's Day.
You don't?
No, that's another one of those things. You don't have to.
Oh man, I need to read up on this on this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you need an education. I feel similarly about Valentine's Day, but I think Jake and I just have made it like it's nice to have an excuse to like pay extra special attention to each other. We didn't make any real plans for yesterday, but we made a chocolate torte and we made dinner together. We had like plans for a slightly nicer dinner, but we ended up going for an easy one and we still ate it on the couch in our pajamas like we do every day. But You know, we just were like, I guess took the opportunity to be a little bit more mindful and like not be on our phones the whole time and to like connect with each other. And that was nice.
I like that.
Yeah. And it's good to do that whenever you can. And you don't right. have to do it on Valentine's Day, but it's sort of an easy thing that you don't have to schedule because society scheduled it for you.
What if we just celebrate on the after day? I mean, the day after.
Today, the 15th.
Yeah, today, where all the candy is half off and the restaurants are not full.
I love it. New tradition. Denny's on the 14th, Red Lobster on the 15th.
We're actually going to go back to Red Lobster on Saturday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Once you get the cheesy biscuits on the brain, like, you can't just not go.
Nothing else matters.
Nothing can fill that void.
I forgot to go to work today.
What?
I had Cheddar Bay biscuits on the brain, baby.
You fooled me. I thought you forgot.
Nah. I went.
You went. You walked the dogs.
Yeah.
It's a nice time?
Yeah, it's been nice. It's been really nice. You know, life has been really fantastic.
I think you went somewhere recently on a little trippy-do.
Did I?
Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
You took a day off. Like,
I did. I took a Friday off. I told my clients that I had to see someone at Kaiser.
That's a really specific lie. I think you can just be like, I have to take Friday off. I can't walk your dog on Friday.
I fucked that one up, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, who's going to say why? But Jackie, I'm going to need a doctor's note. I don't think that's the kind of job you have.
Nah, you're right. Everyone was cool.
You didn't go to Kaiser.
I talked to someone at Kaiser.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, I sent them like a little message. But we did go to Tahoe. It was my first time at Tahoe, and we stayed in a cute little lodge that was super adorable, and it was snowy, and Uggs came, and she got to see snow for the first time.
Oh my gosh, for the first time.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. She was,
I don't think she really liked it.
She seemed confused by it at best.
Yeah, she was, at first she was like unbothered, but then like on Sunday, we woke up on Sunday to like a foot of fresh snow.
Oh gosh.
And like I brought her outside and like she walked outside and then she just like froze, for lack of a better word. And then her legs just started like shaking. Mm-hmm. And then she just 180'd or 540'd, no nose grind, turned around and went back right inside.
Poor baby.
Yeah. I see. I was picturing her like jumping, you know, in the snow, jumping up and down.
Frolicking
in the snow. Yeah. She's a snow dog. She's a husky. She's part husky.
Is she part husky?
I don't need the test. I just know.
Okay, great.
She told me.
You can tell by looking at her.
And so she went back inside, and maybe she's at an age where she would just rather be warm, which I get. I understand that.
I'm also at that age.
Yeah. We went, there's a bunch of casinos.
Yeah.
And we went, and I played in the kids' arcade the whole time. Nice. And just played pinball and didn't gamble. I was very good.
Proud.
And I put my initials up on a bunch of pinball machines. And we didn't like snowboard or ski anything. We mostly just enjoyed Tahoe. Walked around a lot.
It sounds really lovely.
It was really nice. I'm excited to go back and maybe do some boarding.
Is that a thing that you can do?
I mean, I've done it. I've boarded before. I've never been very good, but I can put a snowboard on my feet.
That's more than I can do.
Yeah, I can ride the thing up, and it'll take me like an hour to get down.
But you'll get there, baby.
But yeah, I'll get there. It's a lot of stop and go. It's a lot of, I got to wear like a pad on my coccyx.
So you don't hurt your little bum bum?
Yeah. I remember, actually, this reminds me, when I went at like a church retreat, I went with the Dunlaps. We went up and we did some boarding, And I remember that I fell so hard on my tailbone that I didn't know if I shit my pants or not.
Oh my God.
Because it was like my entire bottom half went numb.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And then like the next day, the next morning, I like pulled my hamstring in the morning. Ugh. And wasn't able to go.
Ugh. Well, this, you're not selling me on you should go back and try boarding.
I kind of want to try skiing. Mac likes to ski.
Maybe having Mac, who already maybe knows how to ski, would be helpful.
Yeah. The thing is, skiing isn't cool. Snowboarding is cool.
Yeah, do and they I'm ski co- I'm in the co- I'm X a cool games? Kid. They might. I don't know.
I think they do.
I think that's not a thing anymore. Where like people care. Oh,
can you repeat all of that again? You cut out.
Oh no! Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
I said something stupid about how they don't ski in the X Games.
I think they do actually ski in the X Games. Yeah. Okay.
So then they're both cool.
Yeah. Snowboarding's cooler.
That's not a real thing anymore. I remember when snowboarding was cooler, and now I think they're the same again.
Do you remember when they had like snowboard skydiving?
No.
Did you ever see that? There's this X Games thing where they would strap a board to their feet and they would do like helicopter moves and shit, like while skydiving.
No, that sounds crazy.
That's a real thing, baby.
You could do that. I'd be less worried. You're a good skydivist.
I don't think that I could do that. No.
Might get motion sick. Do you get motion sick when you snowboard on a mountain?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But speaking of motion sick, I got sick, which I thought was just maybe a cold. And then like all last week, my own driving, which I drive for work, was making me motion sick. So I was like nauseous all last week.
That's so awful.
It was terrible, but everything's back to normal.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think like whatever I had fucked up my equilibrium or something.
Yeah, that sounds like science.
It does.
We love science on this show.
We do love science. Did you guys get any snow yet?
No, I think it snowed in Seattle like yesterday or the day before, but none in Bremerton. Thank goodness.
That's good.
I mean, it did in December, but not this month.
How's Bremerton doing as a whole?
I think fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like as a community, with like restaurants and things to do.
Would it be a good place to visit sometime, you think?
Yeah, I think there are lots of amenities and attractions.
Y'all got pinball?
Yeah, we got pinball.
Okay, I think I'm going to come out there.
Yeah,
I'm coming in June, actually. No, you already know.
You just decided. Yeah, you can't fool. We can't fool our listeners. I already know.
But one thing I'm very excited about is the Northwest Pinball and Arcade Show in Tacoma. That's the first weekend in June, and I'll be out there in Bremerton before heading out to that. So I'm going to go with the Dunlaps, and I'm super looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yay, I'm so excited. Are you staying in Tacoma, like, for the weekend?
Yeah, so it's at the convention center, which has, like, a hotel.
Dope.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
So I can go up to my room, do all my drugs, and then go just walk down to the convention floor.
Yeah. Are you?
And then go back up and dose again when I need to.
Oh my God. Are you bunking with the fellas?
I offered it to them. I know they get kind of weird around girls.
Yeah. It's hard, you know, like they're married men. You don't want their wives getting jealous.
I told them that I feel comfortable with bunking with them, so the ball's in their court for a little.
I can't imagine they would be uncomfortable bunking with you. It's maybe just like a logistics thing, like how many beds are in your room, and like do the ones of them who have children have responsibilities they have to go home and do after the event, you know?
Right. Well, I told them that if all three of us are sharing a room, then we have to get only one bed. That's my only rule.
Maximum size is queen.
It, no. It'll be a twin for sure.
Yeah, you have to stack bodies instead of side by side.
I'm gonna be so warm.
So cozy.
Yeah.
That sounds super fun. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I'm excited a lot of pinball shit has been happening. Awesome stuff. I've won some things.
Nice.
I've bought some things.
Cool.
Pinball is the haps.
It's your main. That's your main squeeze, second to Mac right now.
Oh yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Second.
Second to Mac.
Okay. Yeah.
What about you? What are you squeezing on?
Well, what am I squeezing on? I am most days just complaining about being tired.
Oh, I fucking feel that.
Kind of my default. But we've been watching a lot of movies, been making time to get together with friends and family. We've had, you know, people get sick and have to cancel plans. And so we've been pushing back some visits, like with my brother and his family. So that's kind of a bummer. But they're going to Leavenworth soon and having a little getaway. And then when they get back from that, we'll try again.
Cool.
Yeah. We actually, speaking of people getting sick, Jake had COVID over our birthday in December, and I managed to not get it, even though we didn't quarantine from each other. I think probably because I had had it pretty recently.
Yeah.
But still very lucky that, you know, I was able to take care of him and we were able to be around each other without me getting sick. But it was pretty rough. Like, the worst of his symptoms were done in 3 or 4 days, but he had a lingering cough and, like, fatigue and body aches for 6 to 8 weeks after, so.
Jeez.
It was gnarly, but we were able to redo our birthday plans for New Year's Eve, which was getting sushi with our friends, and so we kind of combined it into one event, and it was very fun, and we got party hats, and I got, like, plastic champagne glasses, and we had a lot of sparkling cider. It was pretty cute. So we were able to celebrate, we just flipped it. Instead of the 13th, it was the 31st, so it's fine.
I see. That's clever.
It was an accident, but I like it.
What's your sushi order look like?
Well, usually when we do like a big get together sushi time, we get a party platter from Trappers, so it looks like we don't get to choose and there's all kinds of stuff on it. And if I were to choose, I like I'm real easy with a California roll, but I also really like the fried rolls. No, that's like a white person thing probably.
No, this brown person loves a fried roll.
Okay, good. Like a shrimp tempura roll, dope. But I also like it when the whole roll is fried. And then, like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, cream cheese in it for no reason. I like all that shit.
And I can't do the cream cheese.
It's to give you the weirdies. It's like a texture problem. Yeah, it does.
Like, rice and cream cheese is like,
It's too white. I get it. But it's good with, like, the salmon and asparagus to my mouth. Yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time because every place is different. And then I, like, order the things. And then they come and I'm like, that was delicious. But I don't remember what it's called or what was in it.
Yeah.
So I can't answer your question.
I just found a sushi happy hour place that I went to last Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That I just ran, like, I got off work and I was parked somewhere. I think I was, like, buying some tea glasses or something like that. And there was a sushi restaurant that was open. And I glanced at the menu and they have a happy hour from 4 to 6. And it was, like, very affordable.
That's amazing.
And I went in there and I'm, like, so looking forward to going again.
It was good.
It was so good. And it was not terribly expensive.
That's the hard part because, yeah, like, sushi around here, well, everything everywhere is so expensive right now, but sushi around here I feel like especially is wicked expensive, or if it's affordable it is questionable.
Right.
You know what though, I don't know if you saw this because we follow some of the same friends on Instagram, but somebody bought the old abandoned Sizzlers building in East Bremerton and they're turning that into a sushi restaurant.
Wait, someone that we know?
No, not someone we know bought it, but someone we know shared the story about it. So I wasn't sure if you had already caught that news.
That's going to be cool. Was it still a Sizzler up until recently?
It was a Sizzler. According to the article, Sizzler closed in 2013, and the building's just been derelict ever since.
I see.
But in my brain, that Sizzler closed in like 2004. So I'm not sure what happened to time.
Wasn't there a Skipper's?
I think Skipper's was maybe where Popeyes is now.
Oh.
And that was empty for a long time, too.
I don't think I ever went to that Sizzler ever.
Yeah, it was like a buffet-style steak restaurant.
Yeah, I never went.
With salad bars and stuff. I don't remember going there. Maybe once when I was a kid. No wonder they went out of business, you know?
Where should I go to dinner when I come to visit?
Oh, that's a great question. I'll have to give it some thought. If you want something fancy, I would recommend Hound and Bottle in Minette. Otherwise, I always just go to Happy Teriyaki or Noah's Ark.
Oh, yeah. Well, it would at Teriyaki for sure.
Yeah, because you don't really get to get that.
No. What about the Mexican restaurant in East Bremerton? Is that still there?
Los Cabos? Yes. Yeah. And it is always, the parking lot is always full. So I haven't been since COVID because I don't eat inside of restaurants unless there are no other patrons there.
Man, that place is still going strong. I love to see that.
Yes. I'm happy for them that they're busy, but I ain't going.
But that's
in.
Not where we'll be going.
No, you can go there maybe with not me.
No, I want to go somewhere with you because I have one night with you.
I'm pretty sure your flight gets in at a time that does not allow us to go out to a restaurant in Bremerton by the time we get home.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do breakfast the next morning, I just remembered.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast, yeah. But we could get takeout and reheat it for you.
Nah.
I mean, we have an air fryer, so.
Nah. Okay. It's just not the same.
Hey, breakfast.
Brekkie. I'm so excited for my visit.
Me too. Do you think we should do something special? Should we like go out to Oak Table for breakfast?
I don't even know what that is. That sounds great.
Okay. It's up on the hill in Silverdale and it's delicious and fancy.
Perfect.
Awesome.
I'll put it in my calendar.
Me too.
Do you want to go to the Cork Bar?
Yeah, let's go to it.
Let's go. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh, oh,
okay, so we have an email question from listener Banaki, and she says...
Is that any relation to Chicana? Wait, I mean Banaki?
Yeah, Banaki, that's what I said. They're the same person.
Oh.
Anyway, would you want insta-death or 24-hour notice?
Wow, that's a really good question.
It is. So... okay.
That's heavy.
It's very heavy.
Thanks for the question, Banaki. It's so good. Yeah. Also, if anyone else wants to ask us any questions that are as stupid as this one, email us at fetchapalepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please. We would love to hear from you. You don't even have to ask questions. You can just say stuff at us, and then we'll probably read your email if it's nice. Sometimes we read them, even if they're critical, Allison, you know?
Wow, that was fucking 3 months ago.
I'm not over it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm super over it. It was just for jokes.
That's so funny. Okay, so
yeah, death. Do you have an answer for this?
Insta-death or 24-hour notice? Okay, so let's weigh the pros and cons here.
Yeah.
Insta-death. I mean, I feel like with 24-hour notice... That would fill me with so much anxiety knowing that I was going to die in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I would need to make sure that I got all my affairs in order and said goodbye to all my loved ones.
Yeah.
And then, oh, man, can you imagine, like, as you get closer and closer, like, you're an hour away now. What do you do? What do you are you in a beautiful landscape somewhere looking at something pretty? Are you cuddling your loved one? Are you trying to get everyone's attention so you can predict when you'll die so that you'll be like famous? People will be like, wow, that person really knew that they were going to die in an hour. That's crazy. Would you go on a news show or something? No one would believe you.
No, they wouldn't. They would think that you did a poison or something and killed yourself.
Even would you do crime? Would you do crimes?
I would not do crime.
Would you attempt to rob a bank?
No, because all of those things impact other people.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's tricky because selfishly, I insta-death, definitely. Because it's just like, you're alive and then you're not alive. How hard is that on the dead person? Not particularly, but it is very difficult for the family and the loved ones.
Yeah, but what if you had time to prepare them?
You knew about insta-death? That's not, I don't think that's part of it.
No, I'm saying the other option is you have 24-hour notice.
Yeah.
You could be like, hey, listen, I want you to know that I love you so much.
Yeah. I think in this scenario, we're assuming that you have all your faculties for these 24 hours.
Yes. I mean, I'm assuming that was the question answer. I mean, the question asker. I'm assuming that's what the question asker would say.
Yeah, of course. We're just speculating because we can't confirm with the source. But yeah, I think I would do 24 hours as a courtesy to the people who would have to deal with the mess if I did insta-death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you're going 24 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
But for the benefit of those around me and not as much as a benefit for myself. I guess like it would be nice to say goodbye, but you're right. Like you'd be instantly just like overcome with the dread.
Yeah.
I'd be in a panic. I'd start making lists. I think what you have to do is call the one person who you know can handle it. And then they have to organize your last day and make sure everybody gets what they need.
Oh, man. Maybe now that I'm thinking about it, you have 24 hours. Do you tell someone?
Or you just don't.
Or you just don't.
Well, I guess that's true. You could like, shore up your will and all of that. Make sure that's taken care of. And maybe, designate a power of attorney or something like that if you don't already have one. And then just, like, make your last day whatever you want it to be.
Sign up for life insurance.
Not suspicious at all.
I just don't know that I could deal with knowing.
Yeah, it would be really awful to know. So what are you picking?
I still don't know.
Jeez, the person who asked this question was really tough on us.
Well, I think what happened was I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't know the answer. So maybe I could talk. Maybe my favorite host could talk. Oh, who am I being right now? The emailer? Maybe the host of my favorite podcast will answer it for me and help me know.
Right, right, right. Well, I gave my answer. Sometimes you just gotta decide.
I need help from our listeners. If you could email us and convince me one way or the other and help me decide, we'll talk about it when we record again in June.
Yes. Email us fetchapalepodcast@gmail.com. You can also message us on Instagram. Our Instagram is also called @fetchapale. I said also, but there's no podcast on the end of our Instagram handle, so they're different names.
And also with those, just like the prior ones, our Twitter is fetchapale.
But we don't use that.
But without the podcast.
Yeah.
And we also don't use it ever.
Sometimes I log in as if I need to look at other people's tweets. Because Twitter doesn't really work if you don't log in.
Yeah. So. That's actually, I do the same thing because I deleted my Twitter.
Yeah.
I forget why. It was a statement.
Well, because of Elon Musk being a total shitbag. Yeah.
That's what it was. As soon as that happened, I was like, okay, I'm fucking deleting this. But I still sometimes will log into the Fetchapale and see. Twitter is like good for keeping up with news, I feel like. It's like more current than news.
You need to be a news lurker. You can log in.
if my power goes out, or if I hear a big boom in the city, or there's like a bunch of fire engines, I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because the news don't know yet.
The people know. You got to go where the people are.
Yeah. Because it's people curated news.
Yep.
I guess regular news is people curated.
Okay, we're overthinking this. Are you obsessed with anything?
I mean, aside from the obvious, my partner, I'm very obsessed with, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what I bought?
What?
I bought a virtual pinball machine.
Oh, I did know that.
So I bought this virtual pinball machine that retails $3,600, and I bought it for $400.
Oh, your girl loves a bargain.
Right? And so good. I upgraded the playfield monitor. So basically, it's like a regular pinball machine, like a regular like pinball cabinet, but it's mini. It's a little bit smaller. It's probably half the size. But there's three screens inside. There's a playfield screen that looks like whatever pinball game you're playing. There's the DMD, the dot matrix display. There's a screen for that, for where you would see the score on a pinball machine. And then there's a third monitor that would be the back glass, or like the display on a pinball machine. So when you turn it on and you have all three screens going and showing what would be on a normal pinball machine, it looks exactly like a pinball machine. And it plays just like one now too.
That's so cool.
And I can like download any game, nearly any game. There's like maybe 95% of all pinball games you can go out and download for free. And load it up on here and play it like it's the real thing. And I am loving it. It's a little bit of a project because I've had to upgrade a few things. But I love a project. And it's been super awesome. And it's rewarding as fuck.
Yeah, and then you get to kind of customize it for like what you need and what you want.
Exactly.
That's so perfect. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I've been very, very obsessed with that. I even just figured out how to stream. Ooh. Do pinball stream. So I did a pinball stream the other day, and it looked really good. At least that's what they're telling me. It looked really good. So
I can corroborate that. It did look very good.
Very, very excited for more. I've kind of been slacking on streaming, but I'm excited to stream some more pinball, probably Mondays.
Is streaming? Gosh, I'm having a hard time with my words. Do you want our listeners to know where they can find you on Twitch?
Oh, sure, yeah. If you'd like to watch a pinball stream on Monday nights, you can find me on Twitch. My Twitch handle is Jackie Tran, all one word, and the A in Tran is a 4 and not an A.
Jackie.
Because I'm elite hacksaw.
Turf4N.
Treforin.
Yeah. We'll put a link in the show notes, too, to your Twitchy.
Yeah, come say hi on a pinball stream.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Twitch is, don't worry, Aunt Patty, I'll come over and put it on your iPad later.
If Aunt Patty said hi in my Twitch stream, that would make my night.
I'm sure she would love to see it.
You got an obsessy?
I am dyeing my hair blonde again.
Hey.
And it is all I can think about.
You haven't done it yet?
No, it's happening in a week. I booked the appointment over, I think maybe about a month ago now. So I've been highly anticipating it because my hair person had been on maternity leave and she's back. That's kind of rude. I know. Well, and actually I was supposed to go in for a cut and color in September when I got COVID. So I had to cancel my appointment and then she went on maternity leave. So I haven't.
So she was getting you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, fuck that bitch. I'm getting pregnant.
That's exactly what happened. So yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see her and hear about her baby. But I mean, obviously more excited about getting my hair done.
That's exciting. Are you getting a cut?
You know, I recently got it cut pretty short because my good friend Hillary is in hair school right now and she gave me a free practice cut, which turned out very cute. So
that's so nice.
Yeah, it's already looking good. It's a good length. I like my bangs. So she might trim it up a little bit, but mostly we're just going full platinum. So that's going to be a project.
Fuck yeah, free is so good. I just spent $300 on my hair.
$300?
Well, I got color, I got cut, and I also tipped very generously because she was awesome.
Okay. That's still a lot for just one color?
Yeah.
Damn, San Francisco.
San Francisco. It was like $120 for the cut, like $120 for the color. And I bought a product and then I tipped $100.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a very generous tip.
She was so sweet, and it was my first long haircut, and I told her that, and I was like, I don't know anything about styling. And she was like, well, what tools do you have? This is what you're gonna wanna do. And she was like very patient with me and my questions, and like was awesome. And I love her.
So you got a free hair education. Well, you paid extra for it, but you didn't have to.
Exactly.
That's really nice.
I'm excited for your blonde hair.
Thank you. I'm excited for your new first long haircut.
You'll have to tell me the day that you get it done so that I can remember to say, did you do something with your hair?
Okay, I'll let you know. It's scheduled for the 22nd. I'll be sure to take before and afters. The last time I dyed my hair blonde, I was working at the bank in the office, and my boss's boss was like, you look weird. And I was like, you know, I was blonde for like 5 years before I worked here. Like, you know me with brown hair, but a lot of people think I look weird with brown hair. She got used to it eventually. And then now I've grown out all the blonde and it's brown again. And then I'm going to dye it blonde and Jackie's going to be like, you look weird. Different Jackie, by the way. Not you. You're going to be nice to me about it.
How did that make you feel? I feel like if someone said that to me, you look weird, I would be mad. I would be sad and mad. I would be smad.
I'm not sure if those were her exact words, but it was definitely like, I don't really understand what I'm looking at. Like, I can't really process this hair on your head with your face. Like, I don't know what her words were, but it wasn't meant to be like, that looks bad. But it was not complimentary, no. It didn't hurt my feelings or anything. I mostly thought it was funny.
Wow. Bad girl Jackie.
No, she's just like, she's a straight shooter, you know? I respect that about her.
I'm not wearing my beanie anymore because I love my haircut. And no one at work has said anything.
Oh my gosh.
Like all the other dog walkers haven't noticed. But at the same time, I always, always, always wore a beanie.
Yeah.
So I don't think they even knew that I had long hair because now I got my haircut kind of short, but no one has said anything.
You know, when I cut, I'm going to say we cut like 4 or 5 inches off my hair this last round, and I got baby bangs, and nobody who I like have meetings with on video every day said anything to me either.
Yeah.
So are these people not noticing, or they notice and they don't have anything nice to say? Like,
I think maybe we're too hot.
Oh, okay.
People don't want to say stuff to hot people.
Yeah, they do because they figure we already have like an inflated ego, or like we've already gotten too many compliments today.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's definitely what it is. That's
exactly what it is.
No other explanation possible.
I put something inside me recently that I want to tell you about.
Please do.
So when we were in Tahoe, we decided, rather than go to any of these fancy places, we decided we would go to IHOP because we love cheap breakfast, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I had convinced Mac that we should go to IHOP and get the Cinestack pancakes.
Okay.
So we went in and they didn't have them.
Come on.
I know, lame. So a few days ago, Mac surprised me with Cinestack pancakes made at home.
Aww.
That's and then so they also cute. Made heart. They made heart shaped pancakes.
Oh, that's so adorable!
And so there's this like cinnamon sugar, like spread on the pancake, and then you put another pancake on top, and you put the cinnamon sugar spread and another pancake, and then you drizzle it in cream cheese frosting.
My God, that sounds amazing!
Oh my fucking God!
Yeah, that's like hella decadent.
It's better than the Cinestack pancakes from IHOP, I swear to God. Well, they're so good.
That's an amazing and thoughtful gift.
It really is. Mm. That's amazing.
That's so nice.
Oh, so tasty. I put that right up inside me.
I would too. I am a little jealous. That sounds delicious.
They also turned me on to these limoncello LaCroix, which tastes like lemon, tastes like creamy lemon. It's like a LaCroix, but it tastes like cream.
Hmm. Is it still, it's like not sweet?
It's not sweet, but it tastes, maybe it tastes kind of sweet.
I don't feel like I would like that. I don't really like creamy things unless they're sweet.
It's creamy like the way cream soda is creamy.
Yeah, but cream soda is hella sweet.
Well, yeah.
I'll have to try it. I'll try it and decide
it's
just, for myself.
It's weird drinking something clear and bubbly that tastes creamy.
Yeah.
That's like a weird thing, but I love it. It's so good.
That is good. This is maybe should have been my obsession. I don't remember if I already told you about this, but did I tell you that I impulse bought a SodaStream?
No.
Yeah. It was like a thing we had been talking about. And then I was just like, oh, they're on sale at Target. And I ordered it online and went and picked it up in the parking lot at like 9 p.m. on a Tuesday.
I do that.
What? We needed it.
I'm an impulser.
Yeah. I try not to be, but every once in a while I give in.
So are you making sodas?
Yeah. We've been making tons of sodas. We've been mostly doing like sparkling water with lemon or lime. But
sparkling water isn't sweet.
I know it's okay to have just sparkling water sometimes, but I just think like if something's going to be creamy specifically,
I see.
Is why I would want it to be sweet. But we also have been doing some sweet sodas and like Italian sodas.
Ooh,
it's been a lot of fun. Just
I love an Italian soda.
Yeah, so good.
What about like a root beer or a sarsaparilla?
I think there's like some sort of like fermentation process involved.
Jill's Saspy drink. You could market it.
I really like it. No, we haven't. It's hard because like you're just all you can do with the SodaStream is carbonate water, and then you have to add things to it. So like I don't know how to make root beer out of that.
Oh.
Yeah. You can buy like soda flavors that you can add, but that's not really what we wanted to do. We're mostly
doing. Oh, but you add them. Sorry. You add them after you. Sodify?
Yeah, soda first and then you add.
I didn't realize that.
Because if you try to carbonate something, particularly something that has sugar in it, but if it has anything other than just water, it just like explodes and overflows.
I think there's a YouTube channel or maybe a TikTok channel that's Will It Soda, and they just put like yogurt and shit in there.
That's so disgusting, and I believe it. It's like Will It Blend, but for soda.
Yeah.
So good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we've been putting a lot of sodas inside us, and they're very tasty and refreshing. And you use so many less cans and bottles and stuff.
Hell yeah, yum. What else?
That's pretty much all I can think of for now. I made some cookies on a whim, not last night, but the night before, because Jake was like, I could just really use a treat, and we don't have any candy or cookies. And I was like, you know what? I know how to make cookies. So I made them. And they turned out good. I just was like, what if I put macadamia nuts in these brown butter chocolate chip cookies? And
you lost me.
Just don't. Is yeah, don't the do answer. That. So now I know. They're still good, but they don't benefit from macadamia nuts. So lesson learned.
I don't believe in macadamia nuts.
In their existence or
I'm dying on this hill.
Like they're not real, or you just don't support them?
I don't support them.
Okay. I mean, they're very difficult to grow, and so they're very expensive.
Where is macadamia?
I'll have to fact check that later. I don't know. It could be a place. I don't think it's where they grow now. I think they really do all grow in Hawaii now, but maybe macadamia was their ancestral land.
What have you been watching?
You don't even want to know. Okay, before I jump into that, I just need to say two things that I don't understand about pop culture right now. And you don't even have to comment on them unless you want to. I'm just going to say the Super Bowl. I just don't get it anymore. And then, did you know?
Fucking short and sweet.
That's it. And did you hot know take
that... quick half second takes with Jill.
Yeah, this may
the
be
the Super Bowl. We're... What? Next topic.
Okay, we're trying out a new segment, so I'll look forward to listener feedback about how you like this one. The second thing is Top Gun Maverick is nominated for Best Fucking Picture at the Oscars.
What?
Yes. There are like 8 movies nominated. I've heard of 3 of them, and one of them is Top Gun Maverick.
Well, have you seen it?
No. I have not.
You never know. Is it a masterpiece?
Come on. Have you seen it?
No.
Why would you? You know?
That blows my mind. What else? What's it up against? Everything Everywhere?
Yeah, that's one of them. And then Elvis, which I didn't realize was a Baz Luhrmann movie, which makes me a little bit want to watch it.
Yeah, same. A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. And maybe because it's like free on HBO Max, so like maybe I will.
Did you see Great Gatsby?
Yes.
I haven't seen it. Is it good?
It's fine for Baz Luhrmann. It's not. It depends on how much you love the story of Great Gatsby, I think, whether or not you'd like it.
Okay.
I liked it. But it's no, what's that other one that we love? Moulin Rouge. Yeah, it's no Moulin Rouge. But my mom and Aunt Patty both really liked Elvis, so that also makes me more inclined to give it a go.
What did they think of Top Gun?
They were both offended that it was on the list. Aunt Patty was just like, that's how bad the movies are from last year. That's all I can say about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are my hot takes on pop culture.
What about Rihanna?
You know, I didn't watch her performance. I learned from other people talking about it that she's pregnant. And then you
Pregante?
Sent... Yeah. And then you sent me that really great video about it. And that's all I know. And then there's like white people on the internet being like, Chris Stapleton's amazing and Rihanna's performance was too sexual. And I'm like, you just don't like black people. And then I have to throw away the internet because it makes me so mad.
Oh my God.
I know, it was not. The parts I saw of it were just like a regular performance with dancing.
Yeah, she was fully clothed.
I know.
Like with layers.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Okay.
This is why I don't go on Facebook. Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on. So it's been 2 months and we don't leave the house, which means I've watched too many things to like really dive into. But I want you to know that last night for Valentine's Day, I made Jake watch Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. And we only got halfway through.
That's hilarious. I also watched a wonderful romantic Valentine's Day movie last night with Mac.
What was it?
Midsommar.
What's that?
It's the Ari Aster horror film about this toxic relationship between this guy and this girl, and
perfect.
We're like 15 minutes into it and they're arguing with each other, and I was like, this is a great Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah, I thought ours was really romantic because there was that 9-year-old kid and that 16-year-old queen who are going to definitely fuck in like 10 years.
Oh, I've never seen this.
So romantic.
I should look into it.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
It's really good. So I've been listening to this podcast called Newcomers, and it's Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer. If you're not familiar with those women, Google them. You'll probably recognize their faces. But they start exploring film franchises that they have no interest in, that they've never watched, never wanted to watch, but are like very culturally important and popular. And so their first season is the Star Wars franchise. And I was listening to the episode about Phantom Menace, and Nicole Byer is like, I don't get it. Like, why did everyone hate Jar Jar so much? I think he's cute. And she just like convinced me that I should try it again. And you know what? She was wrong. But it's been fun. And if anybody needs to listen to a different podcast when we take 2 months off without warning, I highly recommend Newcomers.
Yeah. I'll check that out. We're not going to... I shouldn't say anything.
What?
I was just saying, we're not going to take 2 months off, but we never know.
It was an accident. We, like, I had to reschedule, then you had to reschedule, and then we just, like, forgot to actually reschedule. And then I was like,
right,
maybe we should do a thing. And you're like, hell yeah, bitch. And now we're doing it. So we'll come back, you know?
Yeah, we always come back.
We do. Have you been watching, I know the answer to this, but The
Last
of
Us. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Oh, The Last of Us has been amazing. I played the game when it came out, forgot about it, and then heard about this series on HBO, and I love it. It's so good. It's doing a great homage to the game. I got Mac into it. Nice. Mac's loving it as well. Every episode is a masterpiece.
Agreed.
It's heart-wrenching, and there's super cool monsters, and it's just so good. It's like the perfect show for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's an amazing show, and I am a scaredy baby pants, and usually when I watch things that are scary, it, like, keeps me up at night, and it's all I can think about and all I can picture in my mind, and then I have really bad insomnia. And I only had, like, one experience with the show. There's, like, a certain thing that happens that's, like, super freaky, that kind of stuck with me a little longer than I was comfortable with. But for the most part, I haven't had that problem, even when there are scary parts. It's also not, like, nonstop scary, you know? It has moments, and, like, it's not... Once you get through the first episode, I feel like the vibe sort of shifts, and you're able to relax a little bit sometimes.
Totally. I turned back onto the show in episode 3, which has the queer relationship. Mm-hmm. And then we watched episode 4 and then 1. And they were like, is this a scary show? And then we finally got to episode 2 where there was like some really scary shit. And they were like, fuck, this is scary. Yeah.
I do recommend for people who are easily freaked out by things like I am, like, watching during the day is a good choice. But I just think it's too good. And, like, if you're a person who can't do scary shows at all, just only watch episode 3.
Yeah, episode 3 deserves all the awards.
Yeah, it could have been its own, like, movie. And, like, I would give that an Oscar. Top Gun, and, go to hell.
Fuck you, Top Gun.
Best picture.
So good. Can you tell us what the part that was that fucked you up?
Okay, so just a quick context for people who don't know about the game and the show. It's like a post-apocalyptic society, and it's like zombies, but it's a fungus that has mutated people. And so there's like a lot of spores and like mushroomy looking things about these altered humanoids.
It's a great recipe for what scares me.
Yeah, I kind of can't believe that you're like fine with it, but you do like to be scared, so
I do.
It's perfect for you. So yeah, there's a scene where a person who has been infected and is not going to be able to get out of their situation is approached by a fully turned infected person. And there's some mouth-to-mouth contact.
Oh, yeah. That part is very uncomfortable.
Yes. Haunting.
Yeah. I could see that fucking you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That fucked me up.
In the moment, I was, like, bothered. But it was, like, way after the fact that I was like, oh, no, this has affected me much more than I thought. Yeah.
Hell, yeah. I'm glad we're both enjoying a show at the same time.
It doesn't happen to us very often.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
We don't have a lot of like overlaps in our TV watching Venn diagram.
Nope.
I know it's about time to wrap. I just want to say two movies that I'm really excited about that trailers are out for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least one has a trailer out, and that's Fast 10, which might also be called Fast X. I'm not sure. Not sure how they're billing it.
Fastin. There's still Fastin. Fast 10. Fast it's 10. One word.
Fastin. Fast 10 your seatbelts.
Wait a second.
Just off the cuff, baby.
That's so good.
Oh my god.
get Michael, whoever the director's name is on the phone.
Oh, who knows? Justin Lin's done a few of them.
Michael Bay.
Could be anyone. Oh yeah, Michael Bay for sure. J.J. Abrams. Just call him up. You need to rename this movie immediately.
Fast 10, your seatbelt. That's so good. Why are we so good at naming Fast movies?
I don't know. That is sort of like a theme for us. That's really funny.
We're changing the name of this podcast.
Stay tuned. So,
yeah.
And then the fourth John Wick movie is coming out, I think, in March. So there must be a trailer. I haven't watched it yet, but we watched all three of them not that long ago.
Yeah, those are good movies.
Yeah, and I think what I didn't understand at first is that from the first to the third movie, it's all taking place in like this, it's like a couple of days.
Yeah.
And he's just like so beat up and like you just really want him to be able to take a nap and he just hasn't. Has he
maybe
eaten?
Maybe John Wick 4 is John Wick 4, the nap. And it's just, you just watch him sleeping for an hour and a half.
I would watch that. He needs some rest.
Poor guy.
It makes me so tired to watch him. Anyway, that's what I've got going on.
We watched Hereditary. I'm on the hunt for a movie that will scare Mac because apparently they don't scare that easily. Because we watched Hereditary and I told them, I was like, this movie stuck with me and fucked me up. And not a lot of scary movies do that. And we watched it and they were pretty unaffected.
Interesting.
And then we had to watch Midsommar because it's also Ari Aster. But I think next on our docket is going to be It.
Oof. The original or the new one?
The new one.
Okay. Both are terrifying choices.
I'm thinking that more of the mainstream scary movies, because I think the reason why Hereditary fucked me up is because it was like it's not so much jump scares, but it was more like, I don't know, psychologically scary for me.
Yeah.
Where I think maybe I need a jump scare Mac.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe. If you're listening to this, Mac, I'm hiding around the corner.
Well, I wish you luck in your endeavors to scare your partner. Thanks. Who you love and cherish.
I'm excited to talk to you about the next episode of The Last of Us.
Oh my gosh, me too. We're actually one episode behind because we've been watching it with Jake's brother, and this week's just been weird schedules and he hasn't made it over yet. So I think we're watching last week's episode tomorrow night.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. It's a doozy.
Okay, I'll be sure to text you when we're done.
Sick.
All right.
You want to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, fuck. You said that fuck. Like real serious. But yeah, let's go. Fuck. Let's get out.
Big ups to Nathan Rupp of Cloud Collective for the use of our theme song, No Dance Halls on the Sun. You can find them on SoundCloud under Cloud Collective Records.
And thanks as always to Adam for our Corkbork song, Great Adventure. You can find his music, art, and other creative projects at adamolivares.com.
Let me think of an ending quip here real quick.
Well, why do you have a hard stop in 7 minutes?
I gotta go play pinball.
Oh. Classic.
It's league night, baby.
Queer League?
No. Oh, but Queer League starts in 2 weeks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so excited to see all the queerdos again.
Is that an agreed upon nomenclature?
I should stop saying that.
I like it. I hope they like it too.
Me too. Okay, love you.
Have so much fun. I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to Fetch a Pail. If you need more Jackie and Jill in your life, follow us on Twitter at Fetch a Pail.
Or follow us on Instagram at Fetch a Pail.
Fetch a Pail is a Jackie and Jill production. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Thanks for being a friend.
I'm scared of the dark.